You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are joined by Mr. Mark Heinen, the Chief Business Officer and co-founder of PayJoy, a leading technology company powering smartphone financing worldwide, offering proprietary patented solutions to underwrite financing smartphones for consumers in the emerging markets. Mr. Heinen, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, happy to be here. Thank you.
And you're certainly more than welcome, and thanks for your time. So for starters, tell us a little bit about yourself and how your career led you to creating PayJoy.
Sure. I started my career starting a company in London, which actually had a subsidiary in India. So I hired 250 people in India and spent the better part of 7 years spending a lot of time there, and really saw the technology gaps between my world in London and what I saw in India. I sold that company and joined Android, joined Google to work on business development and helped launch Android, and very quickly focused on emerging markets, just seeing the potential of a free operating system to empower sort of the next billion people. Joined Facebook after that and worked on emerging markets as well. And then a few years later, teamed up with someone I met at Google and a third co-founder to launch PayJoy. And really, fundamentally, what we're doing here is pay-as-you-go for smartphones to begin with and using it as a credit vehicle. And that was something that my co-founder did in the solar space. He invented pay-as-you-go solar. And so we're basically taking a proven model for making hardware pay-as-you-go and applying that to smartphones in emerging markets.
Awesome background, and thanks for sharing that. Now, can you tell us about the problem you are solving in smartphone financing?
Yeah, so the main problem we're solving is the credit problem. I imagine you probably finance your smartphone, you probably finance your house, you may even finance your car and a number of other things in your life. And actually 90% plus people in the U.S. Use financing. Meanwhile, less than 10% of people in emerging markets use financing. And that means billions of people actually don't have access to something we actually consider a lifeline. It's sort of a fundamental ingredient to the economy. And so we're solving that by actually allowing people to use their smartphone in a brand new way, specifically as collateral, to collateralize a loan. So I think I listened to a recent podcast of yours where you were talking to a guy who focused on asset-based lending. And his point was, you can actually look at a business without looking at 3 years of history and, make a loan to them just financing an asset. We're doing the exact same thing for consumers using the smartphone as an asset. So we have a piece of software called the PayJoy Lock that you can load onto a software and effectively collateralize your smartphone. And so you can pledge your smartphone as collateral for a loan. And that loan basically could be used to buy your first smartphone. And we also then have software that allows you to use your smartphone to provide a score using the data on your smartphone to give you a credit score. And that's what we call the PayJoy score. And so the PayJoy Lock and the PayJoy score basically bring credit to the next billion. It's instant, it's universal, and it's obtainable by the next billion immediately.
Outstanding, and you got to love what problem you are solving in the space. Awesome. Now, how are you approaching this differently than your competitors are?
Yeah, sure. We started actually as a finance company in Mexico using our own software. And so we saw in Mexico is that, there's financing in Mexico, but not a lot of people are getting approved. And so we financed smartphones to the underbanked initially and approved over 80% of people, whereas most lenders maybe approve less than half of people. Again, that's using our scoring and locking technology. We then moved on and actually provide unsecured loans to those customers. And the fundamental difference is we were approving a lot more people. And we had a lot of people reach out to us and say, hey, can we actually do this in other countries? And so we started licensing our technology to other lenders worldwide to let them approve over 80% of people for lending for whatever loans they want to do. It could be small dollar loan. It could be a smartphone finance loan. We had some people ask to use our lock and score for auto loans or for TV loans. So it could be any number of finance products they want to do. And, you know, generally, we are the only ones who do this, as far as I'm aware. This is hard technology to build. It's something that we've built to work across the majority of Android phones. And anyone listening who actually wants to try it can download the lock for free on pagejoy.com.
Tell us, Mr. Heinen, how is the discussion today around smartphone financing in emerging markets, and how is it changing versus in the past?
You know, phones are too expensive, and they're actually out of reach for most. I'm sure we here in the U.S. have noticed this ourselves, that, you know, the smartphones that are coming out are always a little more expensive than the last year. You know, it's something that we've noticed here, and it's actually even more remarkable in emerging markets, where the cost of a smartphone may be the same or more than what the cost is here. And as a percentage of someone's salary, it's a very large part of their salary, and there's no financing. And as a result, OEMs are feeling the pain. People have probably read about Apple and others seeing a slowdown in their sales. Google's feeling the pain. They're trying to make Android slimmer and slimmer for OEMs, handset manufacturers, to work on cheaper phones, and which is great. But most people actually want to use medium to high-end phones. Whenever we talk to our customers, this is their only computer. It's a significant step forward in entering sort of a middle-class lifestyle. And so we consider ourselves a complementary effort to the efforts to build cheaper smartphones. We're really allowing people to basically get the smartphone they want and also build credit in the process.
Really some good information here today. We're joined by Mr. Mark Heinen, Chief Business Officer and co-founder of PayJoy, a leading technology company powering smartphone financing worldwide, offering proprietary patented solutions to underwrite financing smartphones for consumers in the emerging markets, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Mr. Heinen, why is getting smartphones in the hands of more people important, and how does it change your lives?
It really is transformative. It's probably hard for a lot of people listening to think of life before a smartphone. In the modern day, you know, access to a smartphone gives you access to a gig economy, gives you access to information that's quite critical, allows you to connect to people instantly, which is really critical. And now what we're doing is actually enabling something brand new, which is using the smartphone to help people build a financial footprint that can give them access to credit. So not only giving them access to applications and information that helps them financially, but also using the smartphone itself as an asset that they can use to get a loan and as a mechanism where they can actually build credit. And this is brand new. And for a lot of people, the smartphone is one of the biggest assets they will actually buy in emerging markets. So it's really important that we enable this to improve access to smartphones, but also improve access to credit.
You certainly make some good points there. Now, how is the role of technology changing the capabilities of small business that are becoming PayJoy partners in emerging markets?
You know, a new retailer or a small online lender would typically, you know, look at their customers and say, there's no way I can lend to these people. I mean, especially a small, medium-sized retailer, you know, they don't have the capability or the balance sheet to really help their customers get access to credit. And for a retailer, this is a pretty critical element of them being able to sell things like smartphones or TVs or refrigerators. And so, you know, that's something that's always been an obstacle. We're now seeing some small, medium-sized businesses basically sign up for our software, which is, you know, very affordable for them, and basically approve 80% of people come walking through the door for lending. And that helps them increase their sales significantly. And we're seeing this across Mexico, Nigeria, Indonesia, and India. And so this is the power of the internet. You can reach these small, medium-sized businesses. They can sign up online, and they can actually start approving people for loans immediately.
Also, if you would, Mr. Heinen, tell us what is usually the turning point for your customers when they realize they need a solution like yours?
You know, the turning point is when they realize that they're running into what we call a credit frontier. They're running into a situation where they just can't approve more people for financing, right? So whether this is a bank or a microfinance institution or a online lender or, you know, app-based lender, Or even a large retailer in these emerging markets like Brazil or India or Indonesia that offer financing in store, you know, they maybe only are approving 5 to 10% of people, and they're finding they have to turn down a lot of people. And once folks realize that they can actually approve over half of people and up to 80% of people for financing, they typically realize they have a problem they need to solve. And once they implement PayJoy, they can solve that problem fairly quickly, and it results in a fairly significant increase in revenue.
And certainly a major plus there. Well, we can't thank you enough for what you're doing in the space and for joining us here today to introduce PayJoy and the solutions that you are solving in emerging markets. In conclusion, any other interesting facts about your company, PayJoy, the market, and or your customers that we should be aware of?
Sure. A lot of people ask, you know, how do people react to their phone locking? You know, is it jarring? Is it difficult for people to understand? Does it mean people complain online? And we found the opposite. People love pay-as-you-go. Pay-as-you-go is a well-understood concept in emerging markets. And in fact, in Mexico, 30% of our customers are repeat customers. So they love the idea that they can pay when they have cash, and if they don't, the phone locks. But, you know, they basically have a predictable system for getting credit, usually their first credit product ever. So, you know, in summary, people love pay-as-you-go. And, you know, I think in the future, most hardware will be pay-as-you-go, and the smartphone is a great place to start.
Mr. Heinen, if folks wanted to get further details online on PayJoy, hit that website again. Where can they get further details?
The best place to start is definitely payjoy.com. We have a free trial of our lock for anyone who wants to try it out. And then you can actually start implementing with our online API documentation. So it works best if you have developers. And if you don't have developers, we can connect you to developers who can help you. So anyone listening can try it out on payjoy.com.
Again, Mr. Heinen, we thank you for your time and for joining us here on behalf of PayJoy here today. Thanks so much and have a great day.
Great. Thank you very much.
We've been speaking with Mr. Mark Heinen, the Chief Business Officer and co-founder of PayJoy, a leading technology company powering smartphone financing worldwide, offering proprietary patented solutions to underwrite financing smartphones for consumers in the emerging markets. And for all the details, simply visit payjoy.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.